Legends say there once was a world not so unlike our own, but a world where, instead of the mundane, magic thrives. A world where imagination becomes possibility. But you might be asking yourself, what if you wanted to be a part of this world? Well, dear listeners, you're in luck. Come on in to the store for witches and wizards. Episode 4, Frenemy. Meanwhile, while Max handles the store, Rachel and Ember shop for ingredients to make Ember's wand.
Here we are.
You sure we'll find the materials we need here?
Trust me, if you're looking for ingredients or materials, this is the best place you want to be. Now, let's get what we need and head right back to the store. Stay close to me, alright?
Yes, ma'am.
Alright, let's see what we need here. We'll need some redwood, webs from an ancient forest spider, a couple of dragon scales, unicorn hair. Hey, Ember, what's your field of magic again?
I specialize in water and fire magic.
Gotcha. So that means we'll need some seashells too. Should be easy enough.
Let's hope so.
Hey, since we're out here, can I ask you a couple questions?
Of course.
What made you want to specialize in elemental magic?
Well, most of my family are fire mages, but I was always interested in water magic. It's strange. With fire magic, I feel more in control of myself, but with water magic, I feel more expressive. My parents have always been helpful in my training and are always there to support me.
That's sweet. Any interest in other magic?
I'm thinking about learning lightning magic.
Water and lightning? Nice combo. What do you use to conjure magic?
I mostly use my broomstick. It's surprisingly effective.
It's good to have a nice broomstick with you. And would you look at that? They have some perfectly fine redwood over there. Can you be a deer and hold this for me?
Sure.
I'll be right back.
Wow, this is a very thought-out shopping list. Huh? She wrote something else on here. Important notes. Get Sebastian some candy, watch the new stage play with Mr. Erlin, and attend Freya's wedding. That's cute.
I'm back. Did anything interesting happen?
Not at all. Everything's quiet over here.
You didn't look through my notes, did you?
Me? No. Never. Why would I do such a thing?
Whew. Thank goodness. Otherwise, I would have had to turn you into a frog.
That's a good joke, ma'am.
Who said I was joking?
Well?
I'm just messing with you, Ember. But seriously, don't read my stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, I got some redwood. Let's keep looking for the rest.
Right. Is that everything, Rachel?
Most, but not quite. We still need to find some seashells, but once we do, we'll be set.
Thank goodness. I thought this was going to take all day.
That's why this market is the best. The sooner we get those seashells, the sooner we get to go back to the store. I just hope Max is doing all right.
You really care about them, don't you?
They're a good kid, and I want their first day on the job to be a good one, you know?
I think I understand.
Anyway, let's keep looking for those seashells. They should be around here somewhere.
Rachel!
Did you hear something?
What do you mean?
I thought I heard someone calling me.
Rachel!
Wait a minute. I know that voice.
It's me!
Oh no.
What's wrong?
We need to leave.
What? Why?
No time to explain. We need to leave before she catches up to us. There should be an exit somewhere through...
Rachel!
Son of a... Morgan! Hey, you're here.
I certainly am, in all my fabulous glory.
Right, fabulous.
And who is this?
My name is Ember. Pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
You're polite, cute, but there's no need for formalities, my dear.
Okay.
Tell me, are you Rachel's new apprentice?
No.
That's a relief. And here I thought you were going soft, Rachel. I kid.
Why me?
Excuse me, ma'am, but who are you exactly?
I'm hurt. How do you not know who I am? Do you not recognize me?
Well,
I kid. If you must know, I am Morgan Frey II. Powerful witch, mistress of sorcery, and an absolute icon.
I see.
It's all right if you want an autograph, dear. It's completely natural. Everyone falls for me at some point.
Good grief. That's nice to know.
Are you from the Academy?
Yes.
I knew it. I wanted you to know that I'll be visiting the Academy soon to give a presentation.
That's nice.
I know. It'll be great. And all will inspire by my wisdom.
I can't wait.
All right, that's enough. What are you doing here, Morgan?
Me? I thought I would stroll down to the market, maybe look for some gems. Imagine my surprise to find my old friend. How have you been, darling? It's been so long since we last saw each other.
Not long enough.
Don't be like that, Rachel. We've been friends for ages. We're practically sisters. Remember the time you, me, and Freya tricked a lord into thinking he was going to be king one day? That was hilarious.
Is that true?
That was a very long time ago.
I remember like it was yesterday. It's a bit of a shame, though. He took the visions too seriously and ended up killing his own king.
He what?
Oh, yes. I think they're making a play about it.
Well, it's been nice, but I think we're good here. Let's go, Ember.
What? Seriously?
Sorry, but we're busy.
Busy with what?
I don't have to tell you.
What? Are you on some kind of errand?
I guess.
Ember.
Sorry, I don't want to be rude.
I knew it. Let me guess. You're trying to make a wand, but you're out of materials. Am I right?
What are you, psychic?
Call it intuition.
Sure, whatever.
Ember?
Yes?
Do you like waterfalls?
Yes, actually. I like them a lot.
As do I. They're quite beautiful and a natural wonder.
Quite so, and they're very relaxing to be around.
They are, aren't they?
Where is this going, Morgan?
It's nothing, Rachel. I just think waterfalls are nice, and are also great places to train if you're a water mage. Wouldn't you agree, Ember?
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
Oh, yes. You're looking for seashells, aren't you? Well, you're in luck, because I have some seashells on me, and I'm willing to give them to you.
And why would we waste our time with you?
Because these are the only seashells here, and I bought them all. And I doubt you will find any others in this market.
You're bluffing.
No, she's not.
What? How can you tell?
For better or worse, I know her, and I know when she's bluffing or not.
Thank you, Rachel.
That being said, you planned this from the start, didn't you?
Perhaps.
What do you want?
Whatever do you mean?
I doubt you're giving us those seashells for free, so what do you want?
A duel.
A duel?
Oh, yes. You and me in a one-on-one duel. Wands only. If you win, I'll give you the seashells. But if I win, it will finally determine that I, Morgan Frey II, am truly the best witch in the world and your superior.
She's crazy.
Yep. All right, I accept. Let's get this over with.
Perfect. Let's set the stage. The rules are simple.
The circle acts as a barrier. Whoever steps out of the circle instantly loses, and we can't go too crazy with spells. Can we start now?
You're no fun. Fine. Let's fight.
Go, Rachel!
Not bad. And here I thought being a humble store owner made you soft.
And here I thought this was a duel. So shut up and fight.
I got you now. Victory will soon be mine.
Tara.
Huh? Ow.
Check and mate.
That was amazing, Rachel.
No. This wasn't supposed to happen. Victory was mine. I was finally gonna win. Never mind. I lost fair and square. Here you go.
Finally. That should be everything.
Does that mean I get to make my wand?
Sure does.
Yes!
Rachel.
What?
Don't think I won't take this lion down. I swear, as your rival, I will beat you one day.
I'm counting on it.
And Rachel?
Yeah?
It was nice seeing you again.
Likewise. Let's go, Ember. This should be a good place to start.
Pardon me, why are we stopping and why are we at the water fountain?
Well, it's not a waterfall, but it helps. Can you hand me some of the materials?
Sure.
Good. Now just follow my lead. There we are. And here's your wand, Ember.
Wow, I can't believe it. It's so beautiful. Thank you, Rachel. This means everything to me. I cannot thank you enough.
I'm happy to help. Anyway, I think it's time to head back to the store. Wanna come?
Yes, of course.
Then let's go. I hope Max and Sebastian are doing all right.
That was Jennifer Crockett as Rachel, Rachel Carter Brown as Morgan, and Savannah Lewandowski as Ember. This episode for A Store for Witches and Wizards was produced by Miles Davis and Alex Lee. Written by Miles Davis. Directed and edited by Brianna Hewitt. Engineered by Alex Lee. Line produced by Sakai Leverett. Casted by Scott Meekins. And promoted by Brianna Hewitt. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. If you wish to hear more, visit our social media, A Store for WW, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. See you next time, and thank you for coming by our humble store.